Hey there, listeners. This is Music in Time on WGXC, and I'm your host, Evan McCormick, historian by day and music lover by night. This is the show that brings those two things together, history and music. And normally the way we do that is to take an album and use it as a lens through which to explore the political and cultural context in which it was released. But something else I like to do on the show, particularly around holidays, is to take what I call a musical historical road trip back through time. And that's what we're going to be doing today in honor of Thanksgiving week and the post-Thanksgiving retail rush. We are going to be exploring the musical history of Black Friday. We'll be traveling back in time to listen to some of the releases that were timed to coincide with the busiest shopping day of the year. And we'll be talking about what was going on in the world that listeners might have had on their minds. But first, we've got to figure out, where does this whole Black Friday thing start? And the answer is Philadelphia. That's right. If you look online, you'll find all sorts of mythologies about the origins of the retail Black Friday, not to be confused with the more notorious Black Fridays that also exist in history. But it was actually in Philadelphia that police and bus drivers started to use the term Black Friday to describe the chaos in the city of the busiest retail day of the year, the day after Thanksgiving, which also happened to be the day of the Army-Navy rivalry football game. So the first stop on our musical historical Black Friday road trip is the city of brotherly love itself. I've got 1963's South Street, a hit by the Orlons, a Philadelphia soul band, and that's followed up by You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate, released on Black Friday in 1975, the same week that the New York Times first used the term in print to give the city of brotherly love and the chaos of that day its first shout out.
Where did you come from? needed you so badly. How did you know I'd give my heart gladly? Yesterday I was one of the lonely people. Now you're lying close to me, making love to me. I believe in miracles. Where are you from? You sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Welcome back to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and I am going to venture a guess that that's the first time you've ever thought of Hot Chocolate's You Sexy Thing in a holiday context. But guess what? That album, also called Hot Chocolate, was released on Black Friday in 1975, the day which traditionally marks the start of the holiday season. So you can add that to your holiday playlist this year. The next stop on our sonic road trip is 1979, a Black Friday that certainly lived up to its dark nickname. That's because that November, most Americans were thinking about events in Tehran, the hostage crisis, which had begun about 3 weeks before Thanksgiving, when militants took over the U.S. Embassy and were holding 52 citizens and diplomats hostage. During Thanksgiving week, the American embassy in Pakistan was burnt down. And on Thanksgiving Day, Jimmy Carter asked Americans to pray for the hostages being held in Tehran. It couldn't help but feel like the world was an inhospitable place. And on Black Friday that year, an almost perfect soundtrack to the uncertainty and darkness in the world, Pink Floyd's The Wall, hit record store shelves.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
That was Mother off Pink Floyd's The Wall, released on Black Friday in 1979. On a happier note, the next stop on our musical historical road trip 10 years later, November of 1989, November 9th to be exact, when the Berlin Wall came down, ending the division between East and West Berlin and the symbolic division of the Cold War world. That would have been front of mind for music buyers and music listeners as they went out to purchase records on Black Friday later in November that year. Records like Bad Religion's Big Bang. Now here's the title track off that record, released in November 1989.
This is not another fashion or a new way plastic trend. Everybody's searching for something to be done, let's all just pretend. I got this feeling and I don't know what it is. This room is overcrowded, man, and I need it to breathe, yeah. Big bang, big crunch, you know there's no free lunch. Kneel down and pray, here comes your judgment day. Big crunch, you know, it's gonna be quite a show. What goes around always comes around, yeah. A million hopeless faces growing in protective walls, all waiting for a moment in life when they can hear the clarion call. And it's all so oppressive, my mind feels like a sieve. This city is overcrowded, man, and I need room to live. Big bang, big crunch, you know there's no free lunch. Kneel down and pray, here comes your judgment day. Big crunch, you know, it's gonna be quite a show. What goes around always comes around, yeah. I'm feeling the count of shadows that have all come and gone. I'll summon in the north and a better things to come. If you share these beliefs, you know I wish you well. There's no room left in heaven and there's shorter room in hell, yeah. Big bang, big crunch, you know there's no free lunch. Kneel down and pray, here comes your judgment day. Big crunch, you know, it's gonna be quite a show. What goes around always comes around.
Welcome back to Music in Time on WGXC. We are currently on a musical historical road trip through Black Fridays of the past. And we've arrived at the late 90s, which in my mind is the heyday of Black Friday, not because of music in particular, but because of the insane run of toys that was released on an annual basis to drive shoppers and, it seems, retailers mad. And what earned Black Friday its somewhat nasty reputation for bringing out chaotic behavior at your local Walmarts and Best Buys. Now, none of those retail stampedes were for records, but it's interesting to look at what record companies were doing, which was releasing material that would appeal to gift givers, to collectors. This is box sets, special editions, to capitalize on that retail craze of late November each year. And I've got two songs to play for you which are going to demonstrate this trend, something I can attest to personally because I either purchased these albums or received them as gifts during the holidays in the late 1990s. From 1996, it's the Smashing Pumpkins' Destination Unknown, a cover of a song by Missing Persons, which was featured on the box set The Aeroplane Flies High, released in November 1996. And then from 1999, it's the Beastie Boys' Alive, a single that was attached to the release of their greatest hits compilation, also in November, called The Sounds of Science.
Life is so strange when you don't know. How can you tell where you're going to? Situation, something could change, and then you won't know. Ask yourself, where do we go from here? It seems so all too near, just as far beyond as I can see. I still don't know what this all means to me.
Mike and Adam have
The next stop on our musical historical Black Friday road trip is November of the year 2000, when many Americans had their attention trained on the outcome of the presidential election, the recount in Florida, and Bush v. Gore. There was another closely watched contest playing out. It was between America's two reigning boy bands, NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. Earlier that year, NSYNC had released their album No Strings Attached to much critical and retail acclaim, but the Backstreet Boys, that November, released their fourth studio album, Black and Blue, and riding the retail craze of Black Friday, achieved record-breaking sales numbers. And you know, there was a dark horse in this race, another boy band that you haven't thought of that released a greatest hits album in the year 2000, just in time for Black Friday, which went on to become one of the best-selling greatest hits albums of all time. I'm not going to tell you who that band is, but if you want to know, well, first you'll have to listen to the Backstreet Boys' Shape of My Heart from the year 2000.
My heart. feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love
got it. The original boy band, the Beatles, that was I Want to Hold Your Hand off of One, the compilation of number one singles that was released by the Beatles in the year 2000, just in time for Black Friday. Now, earlier I talked about Black Friday and toys, but of course, Black Friday is also the time when folks try to get their hands on the latest gadgets, either to give as gifts or to keep for themselves. And in the early aughts, music and gadgetry really came together because MP3 listening devices, and in particular, the iPod, was the thing to have. It was the thing to get on Black Friday. And as a real artifact of that era, I'm going to play U2's Vertigo off their album How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, an album that wasn't just released around Black Friday in 2004, but for which the band partnered with Apple and even went so far as to create a special edition iPod for the band celebrating the album. Here's Vertigo.
Go down and on. how's it going? I know you got a clue what you're doing. You can play brand new to all the other chicks out here, but I know what you are. What you are, baby. Look at you, getting more than just a re-up. Baby, you got all the puppets with the strings up. Baking like a good one, but I call them like I see them. I know what you are. What you are, baby. Womanizer, woman, womanizer.
You're listening to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and you are probably wondering why I just played Britney Spears' Womanizer after playing U2's Vertigo. Yes, part of me just wanted to put Bono back-to-back with Britney, but there's another reason that has to do with our show, which is taking a musical historical road trip through Black Fridays of the past. And that's because Britney Spears' comeback album in 2008, Circus, was a Black Friday release. And it wasn't just any Black Friday. You may remember or have experienced yourself the Great Recession that was ongoing in the fall of 2008. And you may wonder, did it affect Britney's record sales? It did not. She sold over 500,000 copies in the first week, proving that Britney is recession-proof. Now we're going to jump forward to 2010, which was the first record store day Black Friday. Now, you may know about Record Store Day. It was begun in 2008 to celebrate the culture of record buying and record collecting. Well, in 2010, because of the popularity of Record Store Day, the organization began a follow-on, which is Record Store Black Friday. The day after Thanksgiving, there are a number of special issue vinyl, cassette, and CD releases geared in the tradition of Black Friday, to excite collectors, people looking for gift editions, special vinyl releases of albums. Here's one of the special releases from that first Record Store Day Black Friday. It's Heathen Child by Grinderman, Nick Cave's side project with some of the members of the Bad Seeds.
She's a heathen child.
Welcome back to Music and Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and we are coming to the end of our musical historical road trip through Black Fridays of the past. And I want to make a stop in 2020, a year that was notable for a number of reasons, most notably of which it was the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic, when retailers didn't know how or whether shoppers would find a way to get out and buy records. And one of the things that saved the music industry, in my mind, was the creativity of the artists themselves, who took the opportunity in isolation to think in new ways about releasing music. One example of that was Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, who started releasing a series of covers, which he eventually released on Black Friday of 2020 on an album called No Fun Mondays. Capturing the sadness, but also the creativity of that year, here's a cover of Johnny Thunder's You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory by Billy Joe Armstrong from No Fun Mondays, 2020.
Does it pay to try? All the smart boys know why. Doesn't mean
thanks for joining me on this sonic historical road trip through Black Fridays of the past. It's been an absolute blast. I hope you've had fun. Most importantly, we've arrived intact at our destination. The present, 2022. Black Friday is just around the corner, and with it, the official start of the holiday retail season. So I thought, what better way to go out than to play one of the selections for Record Store Day Black Friday 2022? one of the best and truly weirdest holiday renditions that I know. Here's Bing Crosby and David Bowie teaming up for Peace on Earth and Little Drummer Boy.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our
see the day of glory.
See the day of
the will. Live in peace, live in peace again.
So
peace on earth.
I'm Evan McCormick, your host of Music in Time. I'll be back on the fourth Wednesday of December for the next episode.